Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Morning. Fine.
Morning. Doing all right? How you, Mallory?
Doing all right. We woke up without heat today. So
Oh,
yeah. We have a really old boiler, and so we've been trying to get her fired up this morning. But the pilot light will light, but it won't stay on. And so my husband went and just got a thermocouple or something, some special something that we're hoping if we switch that, we don't have to call a maintenance person in. So hopefully that $15 fix will do the trick and we can get the heat back on. I'm mostly worried about the cats like mutinying and killing us because they are unhappy about how cold it is.
these cats come with fur coats built in, right?
They're just, heat seekers.
Yeah, their
But
body temperature is a bit higher than us, I think.
but yeah, so that's been our excitement this morning, but I'm hoping that we can get the heat back on. So it's like almost 40 here, so it's not like frigid, but it's definitely not comfortable.
Yeah, my son's cat likes to go outside, and he'll some he like even like at night, like he'll just demand to go outside, so we let him. But sometimes it's like there's no way to tell the cat, hey, the weather forecast is saying there's gonna be like a 20-degree temperature drop, overnight. So you go outside and we lock the door. You're gonna be pretty unhappy in the morning.
Yeah. I know they love going out at night, but like it's seems like a bad choice this time of year. But
Sometimes he'll just come in and just be like, he'll come in, be angry, he'll eat, and he'll just like promptly sleep throughout the entire day. That's like he's like been out all
just like totally hate this job.
night.
What's that?
To just come in, get angry, eat, sleep. They're just depressed and hate their job.
Well, I hope all of you are doing well and staying comfortable and whatnot. I am just logging in though, so I was off yesterday for some family stuff, so I'm kind of getting caught up here, but Jakob is not going to be able to join us. But I thought it still made sense to check in. I know that Tara is also out, so we can start with David and just see if you have any updates or if you've been able to deploy the changes or whatnot.
Yeah, I did. I deployed all these changes already. So I don't know who exactly is going to be doing the verification, but I deployed them already.
Okay, so this just needs to be like QA'd before you tell the customer. Is that the status?
Well, let me see. Well, I think this these are our own environments, right, that we're managing internally. So it's just to ensure that we have a working Ramsons environment that we can easily deploy to the customer when the customer or have they requested that we upgrade them to Ramsons? If they have, then once we queue. Once we QA this, then we can just go ahead and fulfill that request. But if not, I mean, we can also just QA it and know that whenever they're ready for the Ramses upgrade, we have something working and ready for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if they've requested that yet. So I think we can probably just wait until Tara's back and find out. I think they had previously requested it and then they kind of backed off of it. So I'm not really sure where they landed with that. So okay. Well, anything else, David, that you want to talk about while you're here?
No, I don't think Unless someone else has something for me.
Anybody have questions for David? Or need David's help with anything, I guess.
Yeah, and thanks, Ian, for all your help last week. It was really helpful. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, David. If you want to hop off, you're welcome to do so. And thanks for coming to give a status update. Okay.
Sure.
So,
Always thanks, Ira. David, but he's leaving. Sorry.
well, Jason, I guess we're moving on to you next. How are
Never
things
tell the
going?
target. Eventual. I did finally cobble together a UI thingy that works-ish,
I
but as
think
far
I
as
saw your message on Reshare Dev about that. Is that true? Let's see here. Yeah, did you get to sync up with Kurt on that, or are you still?
I synced up with Kurt a little bit, but we were mostly talking about the back-end authorization stuff that he was working on. And not so much about the UI yet.
Yeah, do you think you wanna like show me around that a bit today?
I could do.
Yeah, because
Especially because I'm about to be away for 2 weeks, so
yeah, I mean, I did look at it just a little bit, but I didn't actually go through the steps of trying to get it actually running yet. So I think if I could actually have it running locally, that would be a good thing to have before I start poking at whatever stuff you might want to hand off.
yeah, I think that makes sense. I realized I need to make a. So, as part of what was tedious about the UI, as I mentioned earlier on in that process, first step was actually just getting an environment where I could run it half reasonably. It's like it needs like a sort of overall folio-esque system with a copy and such. And my dev environment thing, I couldn't quite spin up a new one properly, and I didn't want to use my existing reshare one. And so what I wound up doing was hacking together something to kind of proxy it onto the East environment, like our dev environment. And that worked eventually, but I had to go through hoops and I actually had to point east at whatever the domain dev index data, whatever. I had to actually point that at my local computer because there were too many issues to get the backend cookies and stuff working. And that was all just unnecessary. And I didn't want to subject Kurt to that. So I came up with a Nginx config that totally obviated the need for a backend and just fooled Stripes into thinking enough of that is working that it lets you log in. So that you, because this app doesn't need the rest of the system. It doesn't talk to the other, it doesn't talk to users in monitor S or anything. It's just a directory. And so I built that and I shared that on the channel as well.
Is there anything you want to like show the group, or is that will it just be more useful for you to sync up with Kurt specifically?
Most like what I want to show is that screenshot. And then I have another question about some basic user interface stuff. But like so far, you can just edit names and symbols. So it's not too exciting, but it's just like a simplified version of the directory, but with our new code base and more modern Stripes stuff. And no paint stuff. So that was, yeah, just unfortunately, it's really tedious to use some of these components. The filter, query filtering thing, and some other stuff is just a bit ridiculous. But yeah, it's it's kind of minimal, but so is the directory right now. There isn't much in there. I was talking to Kurt about what he might tackle first if he was going to get into doing some stuff with it, and I was suggesting looking at the adding and editing and viewing the addresses, because that uses some components that Mike Taylor and Kant worked on together, and they have this whole idea of how to represent addresses, and we ended up using that way of representing them as a sequence of address lines at Trove. So we probably want to keep that for this, I guess. Well, that might be something interesting to talk to Alan Jones about. And so probably because he had his own idea of an address format.
Yeah, I don't think that Jakob ever answered about sharing that out. I need to ping him again to share the information with Alan.
So yeah, I think that might be a good first thing for your career to look at. Was like a kind of self-contained but not trivial and useful thing. But yeah, so questions I had, like that screenshot I pasted, you notice it has the submit and cancel buttons at the bottom. I've always found it confusing with reshare, both the directory and I think ModRS as well, where they have the submit button at the top right corner.
Can you tell me what screenshot you're talking about? I'm not sure
The only screenshot
I've
I face
seen
of the
it.
new UI, it's probably in a sub-thread of a reshare dev somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, the on the thread of my most recent comment on reshare dev,
And it's
where
related to this ticket, right? Can I
I
add
don't know
the
about tickets. I just look at
This
them to
is
find out what I
one
was
about
looking.
the prototype UI. Okay, is this the
Yeah,
right one? Okay.
that's what I'm talking about. And so you see at the bottom how there's like cancel and update, and update's grayed out because I haven't changed anything yet. So I was editing. And so this is the pattern that Folio is using in like the UI users app and stuff. Whereas Reshare, for whatever reason, had the submit button on the header, and then like the top right of the screen. And for some reason, I find that very not ergonomic. I'm not, it's not where I expect to see it. I'd be more likely to click add symbol and add a blank symbol or something than. That is another bug I found, by the way. It lets you add a blank symbol. Like if you.
Jeez.
So we need to make sure it rejects that. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do next. I made a mess of my local Git repository because I thought I was in a branch when I amended a commit, but I wasn't in a branch. So I amended the wrong commit. And now my local repo is out of sync with the main one. So once I clean that up, I'm going to continue and implement paging, which is the issue that I've already got open. But I'm also going to create a couple other issues. One of them is for making sure you can't have blank symbols. And the other one is right now, directory has its paths for things like slash consortia and slash entries and whatnot. They're all at the root. And modules seem to be expected in Okapi to have whatever path that their module descriptor claims for their app. Like, so it would be like, it would want to see them at like slash directory slash entries or whatever. But we called it direct. I called it directory-ish because I didn't want to think of a name because directory was already taken, but maybe we'll call it mod directory later and just kind of replace the other one. So I'm not sure what path to give it. I came up with RSDir because we had UIRS. And so that's what I called the UI. We called it UIRSDir. So I, for now, was using the path R-Ester with my little proxy thing, but I wouldn't want to set that up in a way where every single route in the API spec is kind of hard coded to R-Ester when that's something that people conceivably want to change. And it just seems kind of repetitive, but there seems to be a way to put that in the spec. Anyhow, that's the issue I create, is to not have the paths at the root and to nest them under something. And
Well,
some reasonable way of doing that.
yeah. Thank you for tracking those changes and also creating tickets for them. I think that's that'll be useful to have recorded here as well, even though it's like stuff that you probably just do along the way, but
Oh, I had another question actually about the UI stuff. If I can find it. So I've built it to be like the old directory and use UI users and not like UIRS, in that when you click on a directory entry, your list of search results is still visible, like on three panes instead of having everything be full screen. If that makes sense.
I just want to see what you mean. Oh, wait, wrong. That wouldn't be a good one to go to.
Like literally any reshare, like it's they're the same in that respect. But like you click on a request, it goes full screen. You click on a directory entry, it just goes to the side.
Yeah.
Whereas the request that you can't see your search results anymore. So I kept it like this because I think this is kind of usable, especially if you're bouncing around looking up stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe we want to actually do that for the future version of ModRS. I don't know. Maybe it's better to have this. People have pretty like large monitors, I guess. Maybe it worked. I don't know. So I kept that, and I'm wondering, when you do a search, so if I'm already on East and I have a directory entry for East and it's pulled up there, and then I do a search for West, East isn't going to be in my search results anymore. So I could see it making sense to have it just close that because it's not represented in the list. But at the same time, I could also see you just wanting to quickly look up something and then go back to that. And so maybe it makes sense to leave it open. Like if you're on some directory entry in that side pane, you can just leave that open when you replace the search query. And so that's currently
Instead
what I have it doing, but I wonder if that's what we want it to do.
of like in this instance where I just searched West and now this has all of West information, like
I
this
guess
would
it,
still
yeah, I
have
guess it, yeah,
East.
it probably selected that because your search only had exactly one result. And yeah, I would leave that as just East because you've just done a new search and it'll stay where it was. So even if you search for something that didn't include what you were already on, to just leave where you already were open.
Until you actively click on something else from your
Exactly. Yeah.
search.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that makes sense.
Whereas the existing one, I think it, I didn't actually try. I was just trying to think of what to have this new one do. But the existing one, it seems like it will go to the result if there's exactly one of them, where I don't have it do that. But I think it might just close that side pane if you have more than one. So you try like a search for just like E or something. No, it's still selected. But yeah, I'm not sure what search you could do that would include more than one thing and doesn't include what you have open. But
yeah.
I guess I'll just leave it like that for now. And if someone has an opinion about it later, we can change it, but whatever kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
All
Thank
right.
you. Cool.
So is that reasonable for me to carry on as described, or do you have other more pressing stuff for me to be doing? Keeping in mind that I'm leaving next Wednesday morning early.
That seems reasonable, and if you can just make sure Kurt is in good shape with anything that is like in a shareable state, I think that's probably good. Yeah, this was taken care of. I'm just trying to think if there's any, I don't think there's anything more pressing than what you guys are already working on. But I guess for based on Jason's ideas for what might make sense for you to start with, does that is that clear to you? Do you have questions for the group?
No, I think it's pretty clear. I think I get my kind of my fingers into the new UI and stuff like that, and I think I'll be in pretty decent shape to work on whatever Jason thinks I should take on.
Okay, and how are these things going, or is this what you're up to?
We had Jason and I talked about the auth stuff with a new directory, and mostly looking good. And we did highlight a few changes to make, which I'll probably push out this morning, just regarding some of the nomenclature and stuff like that. There are probably gonna be some decisions to make, regarding how we're gonna handle the sensitive information, how we're gonna store this sensitive information, and kind of what that scheme is going to look like. But we probably have enough at this point to at least say we have, a basic auth scheme in place that we can, kind of tweak as needs arise as we go down. So we can probably get that merged in short order, and then just kind of I think Jakob is going to need to be involved in some of the talks about the protected entry and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can all be at the next meeting on Tuesday. Okay. Anything else, Kurt?
I have been poking at the thing with the Jasper issue, so I'm trying to get that replicated locally. I'm probably going to build like a integration test around it, but I might need to get with you just to see if there's any way I can get the Jasper configuration for a given instance, because what I'm trying to do is find like I'm trying to find a Jasper config plus a given patron request that together will produce the erroneous entity stuff, so that way I can just isolate that and then run it locally and see if I can figure out what specifically it is. So I might need to ask for a copy of that of the Jasper configuration, but I'll let you know when I get to that
Oh
point.
sure. Yeah, I have the Jasper file that I think is everywhere right now, so I can get you that. And if there's I don't know if there's other things I can help gather for you, I'm definitely happy to do so.
Yeah, I think that's mainly just gonna be that file,
Okay.
yeah, so.
Yeah, I'll send that over after this meeting
Cool.
or attach it here to this ticket or something. Yeah, I think it's in Trove test too, so if it's not, I can upload it there and we can play around in there if that's helpful in terms of the channel, the Trove test exception channel. Okay, great. Thank you. Ian, I'm sorry I skipped you. How are things going for you?
Good. I'm just kind of I don't really have anything going on in this project right now, actually. So no updates.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on getting confirmation about the update to the prod broker. I did create an issue for Giannis before I left, and I don't know if it got assigned, but some feedback they had about the symbol. So I think maybe he hasn't had a chance to do that. So I think we're gonna be waiting on one more round of testing before we can officially approve it. I haven't fully read the exchange. I emailed Wayne and Jakob yesterday about Trove asking about which version of Reshare we were on, but I think they were actually asking about Folio. And I saw that you got pulled into that, but I have not read the thread. Is there anything that from your perspective that I need to do or be worried about or anything you want to discuss while I'm here and the other guys are here? Or is that just pretty straightforward?
I don't know what they're gonna want to do with it, but it, in the thread, I mean, he seems to have read something about Folio and is conflating it a bit with Reshare. So, we
Yeah.
use some Folio stuff, but I'm not sure what he said. Well, can we get the one with Keycloak? I'm not sure if he wants that because for what exactly? I'm not sure. My position is, we can certainly update the Folio modules and probably should do that, but I think there's probably some expectation managing or clarification that needs to happen with that, director guy, because
Yeah, I think
it
we've been
seems like
over
he's
this,
not,
like
yeah, because it's like, well, we're not running the latest version of Reshare. Well, sure you are. I mean, because it's like, we haven't even released the version of Reshare that you're on. We have these, release candidates, or, you know what I mean?
yeah, exactly. And like I think that one of their libraries or like I think somebody has Folio, so I think that they're like, oh, like, we're behind on the Folio version. And it's like I've told them and Seth has told them that like they're not necessarily like married to each other, and it's like not a big deal if they're not on the same or the most recent version, but this seems to be like needing to be reiterated, so
Yeah, so anyway, I mean, I'm happy to update Folio, and I think we should schedule that, but I think getting an idea of what exactly they're wanting out of that would be good, just because implementing Keycloak for their logins instead of just having folks log in the way that they are now would be an amount of work. I don't know.
yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you for the extra details there.
Where did they meet
Yeah.
Eureka?
Sorry, what's that?
What if by Keycloak they meant Eureka?
I think that's kind of what they're getting at. Like, there's, to me, it sounds like it's kind of an interpretation of what's going on in the Folio project, filtered through, some users. And they're not necessarily wrong, but they're saying, okay, well, Folio is going through these changes, and we need to make sure they're probably like, we need to make sure we're up to that with our library. So also make sure Reshare is doing the same thing, but it's not really necessary or potentially desirable. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, I will try to find out what they actually want, and why, but and also set some expectations there. And we're not gonna just jump whenever they say, and because like Trove themselves, like the non-IT folks said that they kind of wanted to not have updates for a while. So I'm even surprised that that we're having this conversation, but. The
Yeah, I mean, I think some balance between the two. Like, it's good to have updates, even ones like updates to Folio, which wouldn't necessarily affect their daily functioning, just for, hygiene, being secure, all that kind of stuff. But we don't necessarily need to just grab that latest
change in folio because it would probably be more trouble. And
Okay. Well, thank you for weighing in on that, and I'll circle back once I know more. Anything else? Ian, can you talk any about anything related to the viewfind upgrades that are happening?
for not for Trove, but for IPLC and stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm working on getting them onto ViewFind 10. I'm also converting it to use Docker instead of an EC2 instance. It's slow going, but that's what I'm working on. I'm not sure like what kind of information are you looking for? Like, is it done yet or
Well, that is a question, but no, the so this I need to figure out what the timeline, the specific timeline is, but I keep hearing from the product team that there's like, I'm sorry, the product committee, they are officially a committee, that there's some compliance, some accessibility compliance that we're going to have to meet like these standards for. So they've started running like some accessibility tools both against reshare, like the tenants, but they're going to do the same for ViewFind. And so they're anxious to know like where things might need to be fixed if they discovered like some non-compliance. And so I think that's why there's pressure, is just that there's some upcoming date in the new year that they're,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so having heard that, I'm switching them to the Bootstrap 5 theme, which includes some improvements for accessibility. Other than that, I'm not exactly sure how these are tied. So we're gonna get some accessibility improvements, but if they run a thing and find out that they need changes, I guess then we just need to make those changes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Minitex has some funds for, or they're hoping to apply some funds
Okay.
to accessibility changes.
Yeah.
What they
Is
found
there
for,
like have they identified like everyone seems kind of worked up about this, but have they identified an accessibility problem?
they haven't run the, let me find this particular document I want to show you. They haven't run the tool against ViewFind because ViewFind is out of date, but
Okay. So
they
there's.
have, yeah, go ahead.
So they say, oh, well, we're getting an upgrade, so we can't test now, but we want the update so we can test.
Right, yeah, because and it's going to be in a format like this, which they've run. I'm going to share this with you guys, like Kurt and Jason, as well, but it's going to be in some format like this. This is the output from the tool that they ran against the reshare tenants. And so like they couldn't crawl the reshare tenants because it's not like,
Course.
yeah.
Yeah.
So they went to specific pages and flagged things that like, I mean, overall, like there's a lot of good scores here, but there's a few like weak spots, and a lot of it's like contrast between or missing labels on certain
Yeah.
things. But they're going to do this same test against ViewFind, and it would be in a similar format to this. And so,
Sure.
but they don't want to run the tool against a ViewFind that's going to get
Okay.
refreshed. You know what I mean?
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I'm working on it. It's slow going because there's a lot of kind of wacky stuff that I did to make ViewFind work for ReShare. So I'm trying to, port that all over to ViewFind 10. And hopefully they can test that. I mean, yeah, I assume that they'll come up with some things, but ViewFind has done some accessibility efforts too, so we'll probably be able to do things.
Yeah, and some of the like, if there's stuff about like their custom, like, you know, their color choices and stuff, like
Right.
that's kind of, I think that the product committee would like for there to be like a baseline, like acceptable viewfind, and to be able to check off and say like reshare as a baseline like meets like the
Yes.
accessibility codes, and then if you make changes to it or have like it's kind of up to the group to like the particular consortium to make sure that they're like staying compliant after the base is set, you know what I mean?
Okay.
The
So I mean,
actual re
I'm working on updating IPLC first, so they're gonna run against that, or are they looking to have something generic that they want to run it against?
No, well, I think they are going to start with Minlink because I think Minlink was supposed to be done like first. I think
Oh.
Peter's making progress with that.
Right, okay.
Might they want like a generic viewfind someday? For this type of thing, I haven't heard that specifically, so I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead, Jason. You were going to ask something.
I was going to point out that it was very explicitly decided during the development of the UI for ReShare that we were not concerned about accessibility. We were just trying to get something done. And so it really, it definitely isn't accessible. We didn't go out of our way to make it not accessible, and a lot of the Folio, like the core components that we were leveraging to make it, were designed with accessibility in mind, which is why the scores aren't completely terrible. But yeah, like I'm not even well versed in making it properly accessible all the way, and some of the finer points of that. And I don't think anybody else necessarily is either. So that's definitely going to be a project.
Yeah,
Yeah. In terms of just
this
like
makes me sound
managing
like a.
expectations around this.
This makes me sound like a real dick, but like, I feel like, I don't know if it's libraries in particular, but really like accessibility standards, but like, I don't feel like no one that's working on either end of it is ever an expert on it. Like the people that are testing or the people that are developing, so it's always kind of like, yeah, hairy.
I don't think that's an unfair comment.
Yeah.
Well, because they don't necessarily like they don't care at the level of we want to fund this. They care at the level of we just don't want to get sued.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good motivation. I mean, I'm a little cynical about it. I'm always like, well, it's just like it's an easy thing to run and point at, you know. But, you know, I'm not
They
gonna
just want
get
someone to
sued.
blame.
Or even dare I say helping people. That's good. That's a good motivation. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like that we didn't include society and all that, but yeah, I don't think that's where they're at, and I don't think that's that they would be like, oh, we'll spend an extra 100,000 or million on this thing because it's much better from an accessibility standpoint. And
But
so they're paying more lip service to it, I think, than anything, and are just looking to meet the minimum compliance so they have at least plausible deniability from a legal standpoint.
well, you know, I guess that's good enough of a goal.
Oh
So,
man.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah,
Us too,
so
eh?
yeah, I understand that they want viewfinds updated so they can run the accessibility test. I sort of get that now, but yeah, I mean, I'm working on IPLC. It's not done. Hopefully, I'll have something. You know, I set up something, but it's just like it's not totally working yet. I need to sign on and stuff like that, and I think Peter's doing MN Link, so when those are ready we'll get a test. But if they have any like deadlines or dates or anything they want to let us know about, because I only have kind of a vague idea that people really want this and wondering why it's not done yet, but I don't really understand what they're doing.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try to get like more specifics. And also, like, I'm almost certain that it might be a case where it's like we've identified these areas. We have a plan for remediation. I'd be surprised if it was like if you're not done by April 4th, you're getting shut down,
Yeah, no,
but.
I want to help them make whatever goal it is, but I would also like to know what the goal is.
Okay. Go ahead, Jason.
I feel like same train of stuff, but like I do remember a specific anecdote that might be illustrative. because I think a lot of this is like, oh, this one will be like, there'll be like five of them, and they're just like, I'll put a label here, change a color there, or whatever kind of thing, like where it's pretty easy to bring it into compliance. But there's some aspects where the fundamental way it works is not accessible. And that was something I brought up at the time when I made the UI update. Because as you're scanning in items, like it doesn't wait. You don't have to wait to see if it worked or not, because it'll just perform the action and keep going. And then you see in the list that's kind of accumulating, either they'll turn green with a check mark, or they'll turn red with an X. And so, okay, the check mark and the X help you out if you're colorblind. But if you're like just blind and you're using a screen reader, I don't think that works at all. Because it would probably just read the whole list again or something. I don't even know what happens every time it changes. And so potentially the fact that you can go in to a specific thing and chain and run an action on it request by request, maybe that workflow existing makes it technically compliant. And the fact that there is this other app that has a sighted user only way of making it more convenient to do things that are at least possible for non-sighted users via the other thing, but that's fine. I don't know. So the questions like that, basically.
I mean, I guess I would assume that like they'll run this report and then we'll have to bring it back to them and prioritize stuff and say, hey, look, we can make the report turn green in these areas, but there's some things that are significant effort to redesign or whatever.
Yeah, I think there'll definitely be like some prioritization that needs to happen. Oh, fun. Okay. Let me get you information on those dates and if there's like an actual, deadline and stuff.
I mean, we're trying our best to, get it done,
Yeah.
but I have to admit I'm pretty slow at this viewfind development. So, yeah, I'm working on it,
Yeah.
but Peter's probably gonna get the Emin link one before I got IPLC, I bet.
Well, I mean, IPLC has like 11 too, so it's a little more complicated, right?
I don't know. I have regrets about the way I've worked on viewfind in the past, and it's coming up. I'm reaping what I've sown.
it's a learning journey, Ian. I actually have one more viewfind question for you. It's more about the listener. You might recall that Minintex or Minlink is interested in having a sticky or a cookie set for setting the default or setting a pickup location for a session in the request form. They asked me if they said like, an hour or two to keep that open, would it like continue to like if it was in continuous use, would the session stay open? Like, so if they were actively using it for 2 hours, would it keep like would it be 2 hours from your last like action, or is it 2 hours from you when you first select?
I guess I don't know. I mean, how do cookies work? I mean, I guess it would depend on how we implemented it.
I can put the question on the
I
ticket.
guess let me think. Okay, so you visit this thing and you make a selection and then we set a cookie for 2 hours. And then you visit it again and we check if you already have the cookie and if it's set. Then we pre-select the option that you picked last time. I mean, I guess maybe Jason or Kurt can help me if I'm misunderstanding this. I mean, I guess we have the option to either just leave the cookie alone or to update the expiration date on the cookie every time they visit. I don't know. That make sense? I've convinced myself. I think we have an option of doing it either way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
So
can't remember
because I
what
could
sounds
just
like.
update the
You could
expiration
find a way to
date.
make it work. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I mean, what I've done. I mean, with my very stupid apps that I've developed for things like whatever reporting and stuff. Like, I'll set a cookie and just if it's there, I won't want to do anything with it. But if it's there, I could also update the date. That'd be fine. Up to them.
Yeah, and they also asked like if there would be like any like so if this was being used on a public terminal and the listener session was set, but it's not tied to their Viewfind account. So if they
Got
logged out of Viewfind, like the pickup location still might default to
That's right. Yeah.
Whatever the last user was using, right?
Yeah.
Although, in order to hit the request button and actually get to that request form, they'd have to be logged in. So if the user, appropriately logged out of their Viewfind account, maybe I can test that a little bit and see what happens, but like I don't think
Nothing
you
would
can
happen with
get.
the listener just because they're not really connected. So I don't know. I mean, I guess like, if that's a requirement, then maybe we can just take that and sort of propose some sort of solution. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I'll check back with them on that to see if that's like a.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I propose is like the sort of easy, lazy way to do it, but yeah, we should think about that, I guess.
Okay. I'll add some more comments to the ticket, but also try to chase with them a little bit more because it sounds like maybe this isn't quite the right path if the listener's not tied to the Viewfind session.
Okay. I can come up with another proposal or something.
Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot with all
That's
this
okay.
stuff
Yeah.
today. Okay. I think we've talked a lot of stuff. Is there anything that anybody else wants to talk about before we go? All right. Thank you all. By the way, the thermo couple or whatever the heck that is has since been replaced, and I hear that the radiators are going to be heating up. So I should be
Nice.
back in. Yeah, I should be back in action soon. So shout out to Kyle. But anyway,
Don't have to start a
I'll
fire in
keep
the trash can, right? So be all right.
it. Yeah, right.
Well, our last furnace was so flaky, the landlord eventually just replaced it because, like, every year we'd be like, it's not starting again.
Ah,
We had
yeah.
someone out here like half a dozen times replacing pieces, and it seemed to happen like every year for a bit. It was not fun.
Yeah, I just like, we've been using it kind of regularly for maybe a month now, and so I'm surprised that it just randomly decided to. I guess that's how things work, all right. Thank you all. Have a good day and talk to you soon.
Rip.
Stay warm. See
Everyone.
you. Thanks. Bye.